Okay, I would like to say, we're running out of time. I would like to send this to the PNB as it is. It may not be perfect, but I think it's really great. I think it's good, more than good. I think it's great. I want to thank Eric for doing it, and let's send it to the PNB.
Okay, we got your vote. And again, it's not us passing something, it's us sending a recommendation, right? We will decide whether we want to do it as the governance committee or as an individual, I don't know. Shall we just take a vote on that? And this would be, hang on, let me get back the other document. This would be with making those, at least making those changes that we mentioned earlier, leaving out the non-exclusive examples in number six. Yeah.
Can't we get a copy of it before we're voting on it? And again, we don't really need to vote on it anyway. You know, the PNB doesn't need this committee to vote on it. I'd feel uncomfortable. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. No, go ahead, Bill. I'm stammering.
Well, I just feel really uncomfortable voting on something if we're not exactly sure what it says, especially something that's significant. But, I mean, I agree that you probably need a little time to work out the language.
Well, I guess the question is, do we want to make this recommendation to the PNB? And would the PNB then direct us to provide the final text? Or Eric to provide it? I'm not really sure how this works.
Michael, went to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael, especially if you have.
Yeah, I think we already discussed the question of whether we have to or should send it. And, you know, we had to go around and Bill said what he said, and I said what I said in response, which was, you know, we don't have to, but it would certainly be meaningful to do it. So I think we got to the point of being ready to vote on it, and I think we should see if there's any objection to passing it and whether we have to take a vote, and if we need to take a vote, let's take a vote.
I would like to find out exactly what it is we're voting on and to do with it. Are we going to ask to take Eric's proposal as it stands and send it to the national board with what? A recommendation that they adopt it? A recommendation that they follow that course of action? What is going to be our
Yeah, that's what we're trying to determine now, Alan. Thank you. Maybe we should, Eric, do we want to come up with a clean version of it without the, you know, that phrase?
Right.
Or is that it one, taking out that phrase?
Yeah, that
the non-exclusive
one
phrase. Thing.
Yeah, that part I'll do. And then the other question is whether I ended up maybe cluttering it by further adding to it as opposed to my original version, which people seem to think was at least, you know.
I think I've lost track of what you added.
Well, all I mean is that did people think that the additional language I proposed inserting in Article 7 is all that necessary? There's been at least one contributor who said that it kind of is because of the, and it's a good point, whoever made it, about the legal relationship between the LSBs and the PNBs. It could be that we don't need to overreach. We just, because the way it read originally, it goes to the way the PNB is composed, and it gives a non-exclusive example, of which we're going to change to for one example. And that's going to indicate a fairly strong, at least inferential message, if not explicit, that you cannot mess with the composition of the PNB, which means that the composition, since the composition of the PNB is itself an artifact of the LSBs, that you really can't mess too much with the LSBs either. But again, you know, we can't control those who are feel so strongly about the need to radically diminish democracy in Pacifica that they will not come back for another bite at the apple if they were to be unsuccessful the second time. But I would propose that we go ahead and keep it simple. Where it says end of Jacobson's draft proposed amendment to Pacifica's articles, we just leave it there. Not add to it, because adding to it is going to, I respect what you said, Eileen, about where, because the purpose is thing and all that, but I think it's fine. I think it's okay. It does the work that is needed to be done, in my humble opinion. You can always have two lawyers.
Whoever's coughing, please mute yourself before coughing. It's very loud. Thank you. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
You can always have, there's certainly always going to be political differences among intelligent and well-meaning individuals, but there's also going to be differences between good faith attorneys, about interpretation. Mm-hmm. But I think it does what's needed as it was originally, and I probably should have left well enough alone. If you're the one who's going to be the emissary of it, Eileen, and you're not comfortable with where it is. Wait a minute. I always get confused. You were on the PNB, but you're not, or you're skipping.
I was, but I'm no longer am.
Oh,
right.
Lawrence would represent.
Lawrence isn't here. I would propose that, with cutting out, the sentences that you determined were kind of extraneous, that we could then send it to the PNB as a suggestion, and we could also annotate that not everyone was in agreement, 100% with it. I could say that I would like to find, another person thought it didn't belong exactly in that spot. And we can mention Alan's reservations about the process and, anybody else's reservations if they want to include them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Nancy, request.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I would like to keep what Eric wrote in 7, that the bylaws shall be consistent.
Yeah, but not the whole thing. We would cut out the extraneous.
I like the part where he says, and therefore prohibited if it would repeal Article 17B5 II of the corporation's bylaws.
Sorry,
I like all of it.
Again.
I don't feel that it's so cluttering.
Well,
Alan, break the stack.
It's protecting.
Yeah, we're writing in committee now, and we can't do this. I would like to leave it to Eric or somebody, one person, to put it together, because otherwise we're just arguing about the sentence or that sentence. Eric, would you agree to making the revisions as we discussed?
Sure.
Well,
we can send it. Excuse me. Hang on. We all, Eric agreed and many of us agreed that there was some extraneous language that doesn't need to be there because it's more confusing than not, and it's better to keep it simple. Eric, would you agree to, just redoing this a bit? And Lawrence is beeping me. And I don't know, then I could take it on myself. Let me answer Lawrence. I'm sorry. Can I call you? I made it to the emergency. Let me just tell him we're still in the meeting.
He won't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have a request.
Hang on.
It's getting late, by the way.
It's getting very late.
You can
really
leave, Bill.
End this.
You can leave if you want to.
No, stop that, Nancy. Nancy, stop.
May I make a motion that we agree to the revision that Eric puts together, which is basically what he has given us, except for one example. He's going to put that in.
What we discussed. And then I could convey it to the PNB.
No, that he conveys, he gives it to the chair, Lawrence, and Lawrence presents it to the PNB.
Now, and back to the stack.
Alan, are you speaking directly to the Nancy's proposal?
I didn't understand that, but I just want to point out people keep saying Article 7, and it's 6. It's a VI.
Okay.
Well, there's also a VII.
I don't know what you're talking about. Excuse me. Okay. Let's stop the crosstalk, and myself included, I apologize for my violations as well. Eric, would you agree to reformulating, you know, rewriting, whatever, bundling your contribution?
Sure.
I'll
incorporate my current plan would be to go ahead and do the change that Alan caught and make it for one example, and then I know, Nancy, you feel that non-exclusive example at the end of paragraph 7 of the articles, I think that should go because it creates a lot of mental exercise for the reader, and it's going to cause some head scratching that we really don't need, whereas the first sentence pretty much is self-explanatory.
Okay, and how about if I make the suggestion that once you do that, and you can send that to Lawrence, but what if those of us who have reservations or very particular observations, we could send those, you know, like I could send you my observation that you would attach to what you give to Lawrence? Because I don't think, you know, the governance committee makes recommendations, but I'm not sure it has to be like a unanimous suggestion because we don't get to vote on it. We don't get to decide. We get to give our opinion. Is that a practice is that doable? Does anybody have an objection to that?
Michael White to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
So, you know, we are a committee. We do vote. I would suggest that we take action on this. And if people have reservations, you know, frankly, you know, they can pass them on to people on the PNB.
On the PNB.
You know, and it
directly.
Doesn't have to come up through, you know, yeah, it doesn't have to be an attack. You know, we voted this,
okay.
But here's, yeah.
That works for me as well, either way. Nancy, it sounded like you wanted to say something.
Yeah. Shall I take a vote that we have agreed to this, give this to Eric to put together in the way that, for one example,
that we discussed.
And the 7, part 7, the last part, he takes off. And I think that we recommend.
Do we want him to send it around to us before he submits it to Lawrence? Make sure that everybody understands what we've
Michael
agreed
White
on?
To the stack, no.
Okay.
We should decide now. I mean, we're not going to he's not going to change it a whole lot.
Bill, for the sec.
Bill, go ahead.
Well, we don't have it in writing now, and so if somebody was objecting, even letting us see it before it's sent to the PNB, that seems
I don't know
absurd.
What you mean about that, because I think we all have everything that went out.
Well, I'm a little confused about what was exactly what was changed to which, and so and which of Nancy's suggestions were made and which they were not. I know you said rejecting some of them, but I'm not sure if any of those were going in or not.
This is Nancy.
I just don't feel comfortable voting on it if we don't have the final thing, though. I'm sorry. So
okay.
I just don't think we should be doing that. And we never have, I mean, the PNB doesn't do that either.
Right. Well, in that case, let's buzz through what we have that we understand will go as part of what we want to change or add. So the way I understand it is looking at Eric's original document, number 2A, that will include his original phrase that says, to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes that is democratically self-governed by its members, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. Then we pass on to point 6 that goes into that special authority is hereby delegated to the members of this corporation to change the number of directors hereof at any time by the adoption of a bylaw 6 to that effect consistent with the democratic self-governance of the foundation by its members prescribed by Article 2A as amended. I thought you were going to remove the for non-exclusive example. I don't think that's needed in the...
No, for one
we
example...
We can annotate... Hang on. No, it's the Articles of Incorporation. We can annotate it somewhere, but I don't think it needs to be... I don't know. What were you planning, Eric? Were you going to leave an example?
Well, that was something I thought might usefully be given because it speaks directly to the issue that's being put on to a referendum. Sometimes
okay.
Less is more. It is the article.
No,
and,
keep that part.
Nancy, wait.
If it was up to me, I would propose keeping it, but I have to emphasize that it belongs to the committee at this juncture.
Ed, Daniel here. Could I make a comment? Hello?
Let me just finish going through what I understood we were going to do, and then we'll come back to this example. Then we go to where you proposed adding, in something in number 7.
Yeah.
And so Article 7 is the one that I was looking at, that the authorized number and qualifications of its members, the different classes of membership, if any, and the property, voting, and other rights and privileges of each class of membership shall be set forth in the bylaws of the corporation. And no member of this corporation shall ever be liable to said corporation for any dues or assessment beyond the membership fee provided for at the time of his or her there. Admission to membership in said corporation. Then Eric added that the bylaws of the corporation shall be consistent with the democratic self-governance of the foundation by its members prescribed by Article 2 as amended. And then we would chop off the example because that serves no purpose. It's a repeat of what you're going to do in above, right?
I that's the one that I meant to could go because it causes a little bit too much head scratch.
Yeah,
unless you study it.
It's redundant with what you have above. So I don't know. That's probably still not going to be clear to people.
Oh, that's clear to me. Except Eileen, the you stopped reading in the Article 6. You for non-exclusive
no, I didn't.
Example. Yeah, that part we changed. for one example, and the rest until the end of the paragraph where it says becoming directors. That's what?
Oh, that one I said we'd come back to that. As an example, a proposed bylaw amendment is inconsistent with the democratic self-governance of the foundation by its members and therefore prohibited if it would change the number or identity of directors by shortening or abolishing the tenures of any or all of the current directors in favor of other directors who do not have to compete in elections against rival director candidates prior to becoming directors. I don't agree with including that, but I will simply write a note to people on the PNB to tell them what I, you know, what I do or don't.
Shall we vote? Shall we vote on that?
We vote on.
They're talking back and forth.
Here.
I know this is really irritating. I don't know what to do. Sorry, I wasn't.
There's a stack with two people on it, I think.
I didn't know of it. I'm not aware of any stack, but we can take one.
Yes, Daniel, can I be on it?
Oh, Daniel, I'm so sorry. You did ask to be on the stack. Please forgive me. It's getting late. Go ahead, Daniel.
Okay. I think the way to handle this is consider that Eric has done a very good job in what he's presented us with. We have now discussed this and gave him our suggestions. And I think he will be very competent in handling this. We simply give it to him, and I think we can trust him to do a good job in putting this together and have him give it to him and let him send it.
Send it as what?
Sorry, what? Who was that?
Alan Bay wished to speak.
Go ahead, Alan.
Well, first of all, I want to find out if Eric is giving up the idea of just directly amending the articles by the board, which the law appears to approve, but he thinks maybe the law is more complex than that, wants to look into it. Now, are we going to wait for him to look into it before deciding which way to go? Or are we just going to give up that other possibility and say we're going to go right ahead with the usual way of doing it as the bylaws specify?
Nancy?
In my view, we are going to follow the bylaws. Meanwhile, I will inquire of Lydia and or Arthur as to whether they know of any such provision that would allow us to follow what you said was from the California Code of Corporations Code. I get the sense from everybody else that nobody believes, that the rest of us do not believe that that could actually happen that way, the way that you were suggesting.
Well, we'd like to get it settled. My other question is, in what mode are we going to present this to the board? Is it going to be, here's just something for you to look at and read? Or is it going to be, this is our recommendation that you start that procedure of amending by the method specified by the bylaws? Or is it going to be something else, asking them to adopt it as a motion? I'd like to know what it is that we're proposing to do.
Michael White to the stack again.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'd like to keep this on track. So, as much as we can, I'd like to keep coming back to Eric. And I would like to get to a vote, and I would like to have that vote be what Eric is proposing, which I think
I'm trying to put the text together that would remain in the way he wrote it, so that one example changed that one thing, so that people can look at it in its entirety. Because I know not everybody wants to vote on something they haven't seen, which seems reasonable. What is urgent? Here we are. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find that section again. Okay, here we go.
Alan Beek, I didn't hear whether that is a proposed
motion.
Well,
you have to wait a minute, please, Alan. I'm trying to put the text together so you can see it, okay? So everybody can see it.
I'm not talking about the text. I'm talking about what are we going to do with it.
We recommend that we give it to the PMB.
Recommend it to them is indefinite. It doesn't mean anything. Do we recommend that they undertake that program of amending the articles?
We move that we recommend that the PMP, let me see. This committee moves to recommend this amendment.
Hello, Lawrence.
Hi.
Well, you guys are hardcore, man.
No, it's just that some of it is confusing.
Okay.
All right, Eric, I'm going to send you what I think remains and what has been stricken.
Okay.
I'll put it in an email instead of a document, compose. And you can tell everybody if it's – shall I just send it to you?
I'll look at it, Eric, immediately. Yeah.
Okay. Jacobson.
We have some breaking news. The FJC loan is extended for 18 months. Wow.
Okay, I sent it, Eric. Okay, so once Eric looks at what I just sent him.
What? What did you say?
And excuse me. Please, everybody listen, so I don't have to repeat myself, so none of us have to repeat ourselves too much. I just sent Eric the text, as I believe it is supposed to remain, of what he did, and he will look at it and accept it and share it or correct it and share it for us to vote on. So just have a little patience. And then if we vote on it and it passes, Eric will give it to Lawrence, who can send it off to the PNB as our recommendation. And those of us who have any reservations about it can put those in an email and send them to the PNB or somebody on the PNB or to their beloved Aunt Matilda or, I don't know, anybody.
But do we send it to them simply as something they might like to read, or do we send it with our recommendation that they go through that process of amending the articles?
Well, what say you, committee?
Michael White to the stack. I'm requesting again that we keep going back to Eric as to steer things. So, I know that Eric is being very deferential, saying it belongs to the body, et cetera. But I'm requesting him to keep steering it. So.
Well, it does really belong to the body. Eric has been great, to do this.
No, it does belong. It belongs to the body, and the body can have an orderly process by allowing him to, be the center of the spokes of the wheel here, so that we have a starting place. Otherwise, what I hear is that everyone keeps saying they're confused, and then everyone tries to create new definitions of everything, and we are not getting anywhere. So there is someone who is sort of at the center of things, trying to keep track.
Yeah, I think, what I just sent to Eric, which kind of just puts together what we have all discussed and I think more or less agreed on. He's going to look at it. He should be looking at it now, and he'll let us know.
So, Eileen, one comment is that did you, when we send it to the BNB, they're going to want to have the difference between the current articles and this one underscored. So I see why you did this. You went ahead and out excised the part that this is good for us internally, but would you go ahead and return the underscore to that section 7 that we're keeping so that...
Actually, let's see, what did I do? It's just that last line, right?
Yeah, the one that's before the strikeouts. You start the strikeouts, which is people can see it. It's good for our deliberation.
That's the only thing? That's the only one, right?
That's it. You did. The only other comment I had was you're very picky, you and I'm almost embarrassed to bring it up. But I think you actually improved it. You put one example. I was going to say for one example, but I think it's better one example colon. I think it's more works better.
Yeah, because nobody understood what you meant by the other thing. So, okay.
Can we see it?
Shall I just send this to everybody now? I restored that. I will stick it in an email, like I just did for Eric. Copy. Whoops. Oh, copy. Give me 1 minute to get it out.
Eileen, while we're waiting, may I make some breaking news about the loan? It's been extended. The FJC loan has been extended for 18 months on the positive recommendation of the auditor. The PNB has voted. It's a report out. That's all.
Great, thanks. That is great news.
Eileen, sorry to interrupt. You dropped out. Uh-huh. Eileen, there's one other major. Sorry to override the breaking news. But with number
what
6, the Roman 6 got washed out. You need to reinsert Roman numeral 6.
Okay, I just have to find it again. Where did I put it?
You have it's before the dot, dot, dot. Right now it goes 2, and then that the purposes, and then A. Right below, following foundation period, and before the dot, 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 that should be center justified Roman 6.
Wait a second. Let me get there. 2, okay, 6. Oh, that's special authority. Oh, I lost what came after that first paragraph. First paragraph. No, that was it. That special authority is hereby delegated. Maybe I deleted it by mistake.
To the members.
A non-exclusive example. That special authority is hereby delegated. Change the number of directors to that effect. Consistent with the democratic law. And then one example. A proposed bylaw amendment. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what I'm missing. I must have
Hold on.
Wiped it out some other time.
No, it's my bad. Roman 3.
Roman 3. Oh, I never even saw Roman 3.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe it is Roman 2. I'm scrolling up and down here on a little iPhone, which is not the greatest device to use. You could be right entirely.
I don't
give me one more. Give me one more second.
Yes.
Bill for the
Hang
second.
On that, please.
No, it is 6. It is
Go.
6.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. I'm sorry, I'm confused. Can you just? Do I need to? Did I remove something or not? Eric?
Give me one second. I don't want.
Oh, I think my earphones just crapped out. Did they? Oh, Bill, what did you want to say?
Well, I was going to say I don't think we're rushing into this. I need to go, and I don't think we need to vote on it tonight anyway. You know, if Eric wants to keep working on it tomorrow, we can do that, and I don't think we need to vote on it one way or the other. Any PNB member can bring something up to the PNB if they want to. Okay, well, good night, everybody.
It's Roman
okay,
6,
Bill.
Eileen. It's Roman 6.
Okay, I have to find it in some other version of this. Yeah, I must have. Okay, I originally got it from the island. Six. That special authority is
yes.
hereby delegated. That's all I have.
To the members of this corporation to change.
Yeah. I have that, and didn't I just send that to everybody?
Without Roman 6, it just was the one I got was bled
there
in with
two,
Roman 2,
and there was 6. And then there was 7 added later. I thought I sent that to everybody. I'm sorry, this is really...
I didn't see 6, Eileen. In my email, I didn't see 6.
Let me see what I sent. Okay.
The new Roman numeral 6 is missing.
That's what he's been trying to say. So hang on a second.
But the body is there. The content is there, but the number 6 Roman numeral after 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So just the Roman numeral 6 is missing, that's all.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. That's all, but all the text is there.
Eric, were you able to see that?
Yeah, that's the only thing I noticed.
Okay, we thought the whole content was missing. But
I wish I'd understood that, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I was being clear. It was just the Roman numeral that was not there, not that the
I didn't
body
understand
was there.
That, yeah.
Yeah. So my bad.
Okay. All right. So if you agree with that, and if nobody has any further objections, why don't we ask Eric to forward this? You can make that correction. Forward this to Lawrence and say that the governance committee agrees with recommends that the PNB adopt or incorporate
or use
or whatever. You can use your language.
Lawrence,
you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm
your
still here.
Still working.
Yeah, just
Lawrence,
I defer
your
final thing is just let me
I'm
know.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Everybody stop talking right now because there are 3 people talking.
Okay, my bad.
Who would like to
Are there
speak?
Any objections?
Hang on, Nancy.
That's
you were
chair,
one
chair.
Of those 3. Chair, you want to take over?
No, I'm just saying that you should chair, but you're doing a good job.
I'm trying. I'm not doing a good job because I keep letting everything get away and it's gone on too long. But who wished
no,
to
You were
speak?
Okay. Misunderstanding okay. about six. Roman numeral, that's all.
Okay, who wishes to speak?
Yeah, I have a question. Are there any objections? Or do we need to go to a roll call vote?
That's not a question.
I know.
Who else was speaking when I asked everybody to stop speaking?
Lawrence
to the stack, who else?
Eric was going to ask Lawrence a question he and I discussed earlier. That's all.
Okay. Why don't we let Eric go, and then Lawrence can answer his question and be on the stack as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Just, Lawrence, you and I discussed earlier in the day what form this should take out of the governance committee. If you could just articulate what you think would be most effective and desirable in that regard. It's not
okay.
I don't want to misparaphrase you.
No. So what usually happens when a motion comes out of the committee, I know I'm not the only one that knows this. When a motion comes out of the committee, it gets sent to the PNB, doesn't need to be seconded, and the committee could vote whether to support it or not. And I could, I would request it to be put on the agenda for the PNB to have a conversation about and hopefully to take a vote. I haven't seen the finished product, so I don't want to, I definitely don't, in terms of process, that's the process. So the governance committee could recommend that the motion comes out of committee, and it carries weight because it comes out of committee. That's it, I think.
Okay. So actually, you should have the finished product because I just – well, Eric –
I'm sorry, I just shut down my computer.
Updated. Okay, Eric needs to make a few little tweaks to what we agreed on, and he will send that to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Will do.
Yeah, it's my contact.
Do we have any? Do we have any objections to that process? Somebody's breathing into the phone. I hate to.
Yeah,
I know who it
is.
Remember, that's what Grace used to do. I had meetings.
I know, and I was always. I never wanted to embarrass her by saying, "Grace," you know. Until she copped to it publicly. Anyway, okay. So can we do that, and can we finish this meeting?
I'm done. I've been in meetings all day, guys.
Anybody else?
We're voting on a motion to send this to the PNB with a recommendation that they do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adam.
Okay.
Any objections to that motion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. If no one has anything else, I would move to adjourn.
Eileen, thank you for covering this committee meeting tonight. Thank you.
I would say it's been a pleasure, partly.
I'm sure. So I text you about an appointment to talk to you tomorrow, Eileen. So it's in your voicemail, yeah.
Oh, my voicemail. Okay, I'll check that out. Okay, I'll get back to you on that in a little while then. I guess we're adjourning. Thank you, everybody.
May I
thank you, everybody.
Oh, wait, somebody wants to say something.
May I express
what was that?
My appreciation. This is Lou. I express appreciation to Eric Jacobson for his huge work on this. Really, it's incredible. Thank you, Eric.
Oh.
He's fierce, man. He's fierce.
Lou, thank
he's
you for
monster.
Bringing that up. Yes, Eric, we bow to you. Thank you.
Well, you know,
it's
I ran on these issues. I ran for the LSB on these issues, guys. So I would have been remiss to just stand back and let things happen without trying. So that's all. I'll take the compliment.
Will you agree?
There you go.
What's that?
Okay. I think we are adjourned.
Okay. Good night, good people.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good night. Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Take care. Be safe.